Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Ches, as we continue here in Perakot Siulo. And yesterday we were discussing the Zrikos and the Hazaos, and yesterday was mix-ups and Ta'aruvos that were not supposed to happen. Today we talk about mix-ups and Ta'aruvos that are supposed to happen, that one is supposed to, the Kohen Gadol mixes in the Dam with the Dam. Just one marker that I forgot to mention in yesterday's daf, and that is the Ritva, quoting the Tshuva of the Rambam. Yesterday, the machlokas between Rava and Rav Yirmi on the bottom of Nun Zayin and Aleph was about a case of Nisarvu Damim Medamim, if the bloods get mixed up. Rava said, just do Achaz Amala V'Shev Alamata and have both in mind. While Rav Yirmi says you can't do that because then it would end up having the Seir before the Par. In certain cases, right? You have to finish with the power and then have the seer. That's what Rabbi Yirmiya said. It depends on Kavana. We had a very important ritva about Baal Tosif and Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. That was all on yesterday's daf. But one of the statements that was made was, Rabbi Yirmiya said to Rava, Bavloi Tipshoi, you are foolish Babylonians. You sit in a dark land, and that's why you have dark comments. So the ritva quotes a tshuva of the Rambam on our daf, which I forgot to mention, says the Ritva on yesterday's daf. Pirush Rambam, b'tshuvas she'ela, d'Rabbi Yirmiya l'taymei. Rabbi Yirmiya is going l'shitaso. D'amr, Rabbi Yirmiya says it's Sanhedrin on daf chav dalet, b'machashakim o shivani kemesei olam, a pasuk in Eicha. That's referring to Zet Talmud Bavli. Zet Talmud Bavli. Why is that in the dark? V'tayma, mishum d'lo nihiri lahon taymei d'masnisei kahalacha, k'ma d'nihiri l'rabban d'eretz Yisrael. There was certain reasons, certain ideas that only came up the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael. The Avir of Eretz Yisrael was Machkim. For Abzeir Nami, Ba'i, and as we know, the Gemara says elsewhere, the Gemara says Babitzia. There Abzeir, when he made Aliyah, as we know, it used to be Rav Zeira and it became Rebbe Zeira, he fasted so he would forget all of his learning that he had in Chutz La'aretz, because he wanted to start afresh when he came to Eretz Yisrael. And then he says, D'minhaga da'alma d'midkar inish tvei, my D'gamar Bereisha. Mihu, says the Rambam, lav b'chol doros hayikein. One shouldn't think that Bavel was in the dark always, in all generations. There came a time when it was no longer in the dark. Ela b'yimei Rava v'Rav Yosef v'Abaya v'Rava t'havi li shmados. Right, at certain times in history, when there were gzeiris, when there were pogroms, when there were difficulties and terrible tsaris, that's when they couldn't focus. K'deisa b'asokra z'apolim. And he quotes a couple of other Gemaris. Aval acharechein nisgabra haTorah beBavel kol shekim b'yimei Ravashi. Tiamrina, like the Gemara says, v'imotz Rebbe v'ad Ravashi lo matzino Torah gdula b'makom echad. So even though the Gemara says at one point in history maybe Bavel was somewhat dark, but as we know, by the time Ravashi came along, wrote the Talmud Bavli, put it together, that things might have changed. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu v'chayim heim lemotz ehem. Says the Ritva. That's so keep that Rambam in mind in a tshuva. Okay. Now we continue to our daf. Now Nun Zayin Amid Beis says the Gemara Ira Dam Hapar L'Toch Dam Asair. So what do we do? Remember, after the Hazos inside the Kodesh Kodashim, after the Hazos towards the Paroches, and we had yesterday Machlokas Tanaim whether it actually touched the Paroches or not, and the Raya from the story that he saw the Paroches in Rome. Then the third one is on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So how does one do those? So says the Mishnah, we take the Dam of the Par and we pour it into the Dam of the Dam of the Sa'ir. The Rishonim already discussed on that line, why doesn't it just say we mix them together? It says we take the Dam of the Par into the Dam of the Sa'ir. Says the Tosas Yishanim, and again we're still off by a daf on the Tosas Yishanim. We're going to get, it's going to come back to us in a daf. But on Nun Ches Mabez is printed, why dafka this direction? Midunakat hachi, velo nakat ira hadamim zebazeh, o ko zebazeh, svashma that is dafka the dam of the par, which is a lot larger amount, as we said, into the dam of the seir. Why? Vishema, lefisha dama par meruba, vinofel sham hakoved, hayim is arev yafet. Says there's a lot more dam of the par. So when you pour it in, it's heavier, and therefore it'll mix well. Like we had yesterday, kedila arvan yafe yafe, as we're going to have actually today, and we discussed a little bit yesterday, kedila arvan yafe yafe. So it mixes well. So here too, you pour the heavier, the more amount of blood into the smaller amount, so that it mixes. And then it mixes very, very well. I saw Bali Musar say it's to symbolize that a gadol has to be machnia themselves in front of the katan. The par lowers themselves, so to speak, pours themselves into the katan. And one final one I saw in the Melech Shlomo, which is one of the Mefarshim in the back of the Yachanu Boaz Mishnayis, he says it's symbolic. What does the par symbolize and what does the Seir symbolize? Says the quote of Sefer Chain Tov in Parshas Achremos. Migaram Lahem, who caused them, Migaram Lahem Avonha Egel, the Egel, after Maimar Sinai, the ultimate root of Chayta Egel, going back a couple of generations. What caused them to go down to Mitzrayim? He doesn't quote the Zohar, but according to the Zohar, Mechiris Yosef, Kamosha Kasada Bapasha Kisisa, Vimkein Matza Minas Mino Vineur, Velachain, you pour the Dama the Par into the Dama the Sa'ir Laharos, to teach us, She'ikir HaKola Yadama Sa'ir. Right, the seir that they dipped in the blood, they dipped in the ketonas pasim. Shem lo macheres Yosef lo yardu mitzrayma, v'lo asu egel. Im kein dam apar nivla betoch dam asayir shu garam lasiyas egel. The root of everything was the seir, and the par came from the seir. So you pour the seir, you pour the dam into the seir. Well, we've quoted this in Agada Shirim in the past. The Abar Benel writes this in his Agada, and the Parshas Shmos of the connection of the Mechiris Yosef, all the way going down, leading to the Shibud Mitzrayim. We say that in the Karpas context. Umei Hashem Yatsa Davar al Mechiris Yosef Ka'amur. So that's another symbolic idea of the Seir swallowing up the Par. The Seir was the root Avera related to that time period, and it led to the others. Okay, we discussed the Meshachachma also, in Parshas Achremos discusses this, those are the two major sins. The Chayta Egel, Bein Adam LaMakom, the Mechiris Yosef, Bein Adam LaChavero, discusses that. That's why we use different Lashonos of Shiftei Ka and Shiftei Yeshurun. We discussed that a couple of weeks ago also, that Meshachachma. Okay, we continue. So, you pour the Dab of the Power into the Dab of the Sa'ir. Tanan, Kemanda Amar, Ma'arvin Lakranos. So our Mishnah, which says that you mix up the bloods before you do the Hazaos on the Mizbeach HaZahav, says following the opinion that says Ma'arvin Lakranos, that you mix up the bloods before you pour it onto the Kronos HaMizbeach. To Itbar, because really that is a Machlokas. Rabbi Yoshi of Rabbi Yonasan. Chad Amar Ma'arvin, V'chad Amar Ein Ma'arvin. Machlokas, whether you are ma'arev, the blood, before you sprinkle it onto the kronos. Unusual term that we have here, machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan, that it's introduced by De'itmar. De'itmar usually introduces a machlokas amarim, not a machlokas tanoim. Right, Bryces and tanoim are introduced with either tanan or detanya or meisve, if it's a question, any of those, but itmar is always a discussion of the amarim. And here we have itmar introducing tanoim. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, again, next page right here, says the Tosfos Yeshanim, why do we have a itmar here? Because they are a very late generation tanoim. They're almost on the border. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim. V'nira shayu tanoim achronim, kamo rebi chia v'reb shimin b'rebi. Okay, that's his sheet. If you look in the Ritva, again, the Ritva here has the same question, gives a different answer. The Ritva says, why do you use a lash of the Itmar? V'yavagav de Rabbi Yoshi of Rabbi Yonasan Tanoi Ninhu, Amri Vigor de Itmar, Mipnei Shalonishna Machlokosam Zu B'mishna V'lo B'braisa. There wasn't a specific text which had this machlokas. It was just a machlokas that was passed down bal peh throughout the generations. Ela shaham oraim ayu mukubalim shenechleku bazeh. V'yitmar kein b'mei medrashah mipiha amoraim. Itmar, it was set over. That's the literal translation of itmar. So, says the Ritva, it was still set over. It wasn't a text that they had passed down. That's why it also uses the lash of the itmar. One final shepshat, big chiddush, that's the Maariv Chai is here, quotes one of the encyclopedic works. Maariv Chai is here, quotes the Yad Malachi, Hecha delo, Hukasav Klam Achudash, Hecha delo Nizkar Bebraisa, Hamachlokes Bebirur, Rak Belashon, Chad Amar, Vechad Amar, Dino Shalbraisos Elu Kamemros Amoraim. First conceptual pshat, not just Lomaisa, it was later, it wasn't said over. He says, whenever you have a Braisa, whenever you have a machlokas tanoim, that it doesn't say who says what. It's chad amar v'chad amar, and you try to figure out who says what. So that's treated like amoraim. I guess it's not, the clarity is not there, and therefore, dinu shomayzos elu kamemros amoraim. The Yad Malachi. Okay, three different pshatim, the Ritva, the Tosfos Yeshanim, and the Maariv Chayis. But we continue. So we have this machlokas between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan, whether you mix the bloods before you sprinkle on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Says the Gemara, Tistayim, Rabbi Yoshe, Udamar Ma'arvin. Let us suggest and let us try to prove that Rabbi Yoshe is the one that says, you are Ma'ariv the blood. Why? Da'amar, Because he says elsewhere, Afal Gav, the Lok Siv Yachtav, Kamandiv Siv Yachtav Dami. He says elsewhere, in more than one context, whenever you have two parts of a halacha, or two elements of a certain din, and it does not say the word Yachtav in the Torah, it still means as if it says Yachtav. Where does this come up? One of the places Rashi brings. Rashi quotes here from Sanhedrin Samach Vav. It says in the Torah that one is not allowed, Chas V'Shalom, to curse their parents. It says, Ish Asher Yikalel Es Aviv Ve'Es Imo. So how do I know that means cursing either parent? Maybe it means I'm only Chayav Misa if I curse both my parents. Maybe if I only curse one parent, so then I am not Chayav. Says Rabbi Yoshia, no! Aviv, it says, even if it's only one parent. And the other opinion says no, because it says in the next pasuk, Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel. So in the next pasuk it says that, you know, it separates them. Mashmawat, that without that extra pasuk, you would have thought, this is Yachtav in Achinami. Right? So that opinion is Rabbi Yoshia. You see, Rabbi Yoshia says, even though the pasuk doesn't say Yachtav, they have to curse both parents, but the assumption is that it says Yachtav because he requires another pasuk to separate. Rabbi Yonah's son argues with him. Rabbi Yonah's son, Rashi quotes, no, Mashma Shneib Ke'echad, Mashma Kolechad Ve'echad Ba'atzmo. Sounds like it could be either or. Right? Meaning even without the Yachtav, you would have known that even cursing just one parent is Chayav Misa. So we see that's the machlokas elsewhere. So too here. It doesn't say the word Yachtav, but let's assume that just like Rabbi Yoshia said it over there, that if it says Ave V'Imo, it says two elements, it's automatic Yachtav, unless I know otherwise. So too here, it's automatic Yachtav. So that's how I know one has to mix the blood before one does the Zrikos on the Mizbeach Hazav. So is that a Raya? Says the Gemara, no. Even Rabbi Yonah's son, who says elsewhere that it doesn't automatically mean Yachtav, maybe here he would also agree it has to be together. Shiny hacha dechsev achas. It says the word achas. You have to do one sprinkling. Rashi v'chiper Aaron al karnosav achas bashana, once a year. So that once is going on the Maisa Zrika, not going on two times. That's what we darshan. Not two times on once a year, but one Zrika. The Stipler points out in Nedarim, in Simen Mem Vav, the last piece in Nedarim, that if you look in all the places where Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yoshia have this machlokas, it's interesting there, Rabbi Yoshia, if he says Yachtav, and if you don't have Yachtav, then it doesn't work, so then he says it's one or the other, meaning just one parent, or the other context spoken about. The Stipler quotes this, Lo Sachosh B'Shor V'Chamor Yachtav. Right, that there it says Yachtav, in the context of Kilai Behema. He said it's interesting, the disciple says, here, what's the option if it's not Yachtav? You just do one of them? No, you do both of them separately. That's not an exact parallel to all the other places where this machlokas comes up. Where else does this come up? You either need both, or even just one of them is good enough. That's all the other context of this machlokas. And here the Gemara is relating it to, well, you need them both for sure. The question is, do you need them both separately or do you need them both together? So can you really compare those contexts? Asked the Stipler. So he says yes. He says because the difference is only in application and not in principle. Because here we're talking about a mitzvah saseh. All the other ones are averos. So by averos, the context is you even have to only do one of them to violate the avera, or two of them to violate the avera. That's the context in all the other cases. But here we're talking about a mitzvah saseh daraisa that you have to do. It says you have to do the dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir. So you can't say it means one or the other. It's a mitzvah saseh you have to do. So that's why you just have to say that the application of this machlokas is same time or separately. But don't think, but the Gemara has that comparison. He says, v'nireh. He says here we're talking about shumitzvah chiyuvis sheitin mishneim the gabei ish ki yikalas aviv es imo shemedaber akas of odos ma'oresh sheyera sheyikalel koi ki yikalel aaviv bilvad v'yemil bilvad to bekol echad echad yeshadid ki yikalel mos yumas v'chein lo sacharosh b'sharu v'achamar koi lo yacharosh ashor bilvad v'achamar bilvad shebekol echad yeshadid delo tacharosh v'chein gabei shoel it says v'nishbar v'ameis. What all different contexts of where you have two elements said in the Torah. The Kolzek Shemadabra Kazavodos Ashara, O Mikra Sheyera, something that occurred, wasn't supposed to happen. Dikishinomar, Dikol Yakol Chad Vachad Bevneatzmo, Miskayim O Ashara, O Adin Bain Alzeb, Bain Alzeb. But here, Avogabi Vinosan Midama Paru Midama Soyer, Shu Mitzvah Chiyuvis, Im nefarish desagi obedam apar obedam asair, if you really parallel it, imkein ein kan chiyuv etzivoy. Devenasan al shneim. We said that it has to work. So he says, yes, this is a parallel. The Gemara quotes the other context from elsewhere in Shas, but it's not an exact parallel because here you're doing both. The question is just how you do both. Important stipler again in Nedarim in Simin Memvav. Two lines from the bottom. Tanya de lo kishruyin. Back to our Gemara. So let's support a brisa, not like we just answered. Meaning we're going back to the Hava Mina. Maybe our Mishnah is only the following the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. As follows. The lokach midama par midama sa'ir, sheyiyu mu'uravid, div Rabbi Yoshia. It says in Mefurish. The dam of the par midama sa'ir have to be mu'urav before you sprinkle it time three. Rabbi Yonasan omer, mazeh b'frei atzmo, mazeh b'frei atzmo. So it's Mefurish. Mefurish of the brisa, Rabbi Yonasan says separately. Omer lo Rabbi Yoshia, v'alok farnemer achas. It says achas once. It doesn't have to be mixed in beforehand. Amalur Rabbi Yonasan, v'alok farnemer midam hapar u'midam asair. It says separately the damim. So imkein lama nemar achas. So why, according to Rabbi Yonasan, that has to be separately? What is the achas going on? Lomar lecha achas v'lo shtayim midam hapar. Achas v'lo shtayim midam hasair. Right? It means from each one. From each one, achas v'lo shtayim. But it doesn't mean all together, it has to be one. From each one, that's what you do on the Mizbeach Hazav. Period. So it's a machlokas and in a chinami. Our mission is only going according to one opinion, that of Reb Yoshia. Tanya idach, similar discussion. V'lokach midam apar midam asair. Sheyumu ravin zebazeh. It has to be mixed in. Ata omer sheyumu ravin zebazeh. O eino ela maze bifrei atzmo. Mize bifrei atzmo, mize bifrei atzmo. Or maze bifrei atzmo. Maybe it should be separately. Tavol omer achas. The stomach Reb Yoshia. So stuff is like Reb Yoshia that you have to do it together and not one without the other. The Mikdash David has the Chakira, has the Safek, and Lumdus-wise, this is an important question. Fine, we paskin, you put it together, and then you sprinkle them. So how is that one Zrika looked at, halachically? Is it really two within one physical act? Or is it, no, it's one, the halacha is that it's one hazah. That's not a question that he asks. Hine yesh lachkor, simen chavdalet. Lamanda amar ma'arvin lekranos. Im heim beiz matanos midam hapar u midam asair. It's two. Rakshanosi, shneim ka'achas. It's really you're doing two, but you're doing it at the same time. Is that how we look at it? Or do we say no? O eina rak matana achas. Rak degzeres akasav shiteya matana midam hapar u midam asair. Which is it? He quote, I'll quote you a nafkamina. In terms of these two understandings, we know matana tzricha shiur. You need a minimum amount of dam for each zrika, for each hazah. So is this two or is this one? Do you need double the amount, or do you just need one amount? How do you, are these merged in conceptual also, or just merged practically? That's his nafkamina. Vine says, v'imke l'rebi desvira le de matana tzricha shiur. And in a case in Zvachim Dav Ayin Hey, he quotes that if you've got two karbanas mixed up, but it's the same karbanas, so you're just going to do the sprinkling, you have to have enough for two. Rowan es hamatana im yishba kedei lazeh kedei lazeh ksheira vim la psula. So achanami, tzarech litein she yishir matana ladama par uladama sayir. Uladama sayir. Nafkamina number one. What about if you don't hold that? If you don't hold that matana tzricha shir, is there any nafkamina? So he says, another nafkamina. Im chishev bishas matan kronos shenosein rak damo shel echan mehem chutz l'zmano. You always have a machshava. Machshava chutz l'zmano only on one of the matanos. Im beiz matanos heim im machashev al dam aparo al dam asoyer l'chud shabra av machshava. The matana achasi kishem machashev al chatzi matano lav klumi. Right, you know, if you only have half of a problematic machshava, sugiyas mizvachas vachim, it might not be a problem. All right, are we mefaglin b'chatzi matir? Those are the discussions. So if you only be mechashiv in half the avoda, so that's another nafkamina. Again, it's how we look at the one physical act that you're doing. Do we say you're accomplishing two things, or you're accomplishing one thing? What does the Torah really demand from you in this context? That's the.
Don't we have a raya from yesterday where the two bloods were mixed up too early,
the problem is the bloods are mixed up too early, and there it's clear that you have to do, the Torah demands different ma'isim. There, it's clear. But here, the Torah demands one.
If there was a shiur, then they would have to do two.
I'm saying, but there was the shiur, but there the machlokas was that the question is, what about your kavanas? If you have one and it's automatics, then you might have done it out of order. That was the problem in yesterday's. Either you did it too early or before the lamalas and the lamatas. That was the problem. Before you get to the shiurim, if you went out of order, that was a problem in yesterday's. Today, it's not a question of order. It's a question of just, you're only supposed to do one. You're not supposed to do more than one. One other point related, and that is in the tefillah that we have on Musaf, on Yom Kippur, when we talk about the Avoda, and all this is described, as we're going to talk about soon also, that is, and we had a couple of days ago, we had right the Nechaz and then went down in front of Rava, and the end of yesterday's daf. So you see, it's been ancient that since we've been doing this. So we say, in the period of Atakonanta, Sus v'ira dama parla dach dama soyer. He was very happy. Sus v'ira. Tremendous simcha when he poured the dama par into the dama of the sa'ir. Why was he so? Why was the Kohen Gadol so happy about that? Just to fit into the rhyme, he needed a sin. We needed a sin. Right, we have the whole aleph base at the beginning, right before the. Is that sus v'ira? What's sus v'ira? So says of Zilberstein here. He says maybe it's based on the pasuk. If you're medayik in the pasuk in Achremos, v'yatza el ha-mizbeach asher lefnei Hashem v'chiper alav. He goes out, as we're going to talk about soon, he goes to the Mizbeach Hazav, Azrikos Hazav, part 3, the Chiper Alav, and he achieves the Kapara, V'lakach Midam Apar U'Midam Asayir, V'Nasan Al-Kanos Mizbeach Saviv. Rashi says, in Achremos, the Chiper Alav is going on what follows. V'lakach Midam Apar U'Midam Asayir. Instead of Zerbersin, it sounds like in Rashi that the Chiper is going on the following line. The kapara is achieved through what? What's the next phrase? V'lakach midam apar midam asayir v'nasan. What's the balakach when you mix it together? And then v'nasan al-kanas v'zbeach saviv. So the kapara, part of the kapara element is this mixing up. And he said, there's no greater simcha than that. Achieving kapara for Klal Yisrael. Sas v'ira. The ira is not just a hechsher mitzvah in order to then do the matanos on the mizbeach hazav, but that's part of the kapara that's required and needed, and that is why you can say sas v'ira to emphasize that this is also part of the avoda of the kapara that's achieved for Klal Yisrael. Okay, nasan asamali bereikan bechulu. So the next line of the Mishnah said, after we mix it together, we put the full kan into the empty kan. So what exactly does that mean? We already said it in the Mishnah, but here's where the Gemara talks about it. Bai minei rami barchama meirav chizda. Hiniach mizrach betok mizrach. V'kiba bo'as adam, mahu. What happens if a Kohen puts the Mizrak b'tocha Mizrak, or the Kohen Gadol here? He puts one inside the other, and he's holding the bottom Mizrak. Let's say by regular Kabbalah adam, right? You have a Mizrak b'tocha Mizrak. Is that good enough? If the Kohen that's doing the Avodah is holding the outer Mizrak, not the Mizrak that has the blood inside of it. It's only the outer one. Mahu. Min b'mino chotzeitz, o eino chotzeitz. Right, this is a shas topic. Do we say min bamino? Is that a chatzitza or not a chatzitza? Min bamino we're going to have soon again as well. Min bamino comes up by chatzitza, and min bamino comes up by laws of bittel. Both of those. But here we're talking about issues of chatzitza. If I have something that is of its type on something else, is that called a chatzitza? For which halacha? Chatzitza comes up by netilas yadayim and by tefillah and by avoda. The Kohen cannot have any chatzitzos between his body and the big day kahuna, and his body and the avoda that he's doing. His body on the floor, his body in the kli. So here, the Kohen is not holding the inner mizrak that is holding the blood, he's holding the outer mizrak. So is that good enough? Min bamino chotzeitz, o eino chotzeitz. So first let's finish this and then we'll come back to talk about that question. So Amar li tani tua. Well, isn't it in our Mishnah's beferish? Nothing Amar li b'merikan. After you pour the dama par into the dama sa'ir, so then it sounds like you take the empty mizrak of the dama par and you put it underneath the dama the sa'ir. Right? It's like two containers, one inside the other one. My lav, isn't that what it means? My lav, hoshev mizrak, male, letok mizrak, reikon. Isn't that what it means? So the Gemara says, lo, no, it means, ira, mizrak, male, letok mizrak, reikon. It means you pour it in. You pour it in. Doesn't mean that you put one in one container outside the other. It says, hatana le'resha. What do you mean? We just did pouring. Ira demapar letok tamasayir. We just poured it in. So what do you mean you pour it in? So he said, no, you pour it back the other way. Yafa. You keep pouring it back and forth to make sure it is mixed up very well. So again, no raya to that question. One more try. Actually, let's wait there for a minute because this is what to talk about on on this, and that is Tosfos notes. First of all, Tosfos notes in the Rambam min b'mino chotzitz or eino chotzitz is not exactly the same question that the Gemara asks in Maseches Sukkah, and that is the sugya of lekicha al yidei davar acher, shma lekicha or not. The Gemara talks there if I'm holding my dalan minim with something else in between, gloves. I'm holding it with another type of garment. And I'm not holding the dalan minim directly. Is that a problem? So the Gemara there says, lekicha al yedei davar acher, holding it through something else, shema lekicha. It's a good lekicha. It's okay. So Tosfos says, how could our Gemara have a question about min b'mino chotzeitz, eino chotzeitz? So why isn't that related to over there? Are you holding it with something related to the dalan minim? So Tosfos says, no. Over there, if you look closely, Tosfos says there, it's not something totally separate. There, it's a holder. It's a holder for the dalan minim. It's supposed to be there. So that's not going to be called a hefsek. That's not going to be called a chatzitza. Now shake it here. This doesn't belong here. The outer mizrach you don't need. Just hold it by the inner mizrach. So Tosfos says, don't compare these two contexts of lechicha de yidavar acher, shma lechicha versus, which is there. Tosfos says, it's talking about korech sudar saviv halulav, umarech bo, and it's like a base yad, v'ochez bo. That's supposed to be there and it helps you. Now shake it here. So Tosfos says, don't compare those two contexts. Number one. Number two, again, min bamino comes up. Chotzeitz or eino chotzeitz comes up in various contexts. Just to quote two, number one is a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak. We've quoted this in the past, and that is there was a case, says Dayan Weiss. Again, this is a number of years ago. I think when he was still in England, right? Minchas Yitzchak or Yitzchak Weiss was a rav in England for many years. Then he came over to Yerushalayim. So he has a case of aldas echad sheshimesh kechayal. It's a soldier. Ubitzava. Some lo ktoves kaka biyad smol b'makam anachas tefillin, on his left arm where he's supposed to put his tefillin when he, before he was from, he would have got a tattoo tmuna shel isha aruma she'i efshar lahasira mibsaro, right, a tattoo of a woman, not sanua, naked woman on his arm in the makam tefillin, and it's tattooed. Then it's a daraisa to have a tattoo. Well, at that point he didn't really care about it, but now he's a bal tshuva. What does he do? V'yachshav naaseh ba'al tshuva v'hischel ispalel. V'rotz ladat, em yochal aniyach tefillin b'yad smol, al osa atmuna, osha aniyach b'yad yamin. What do I do about tefillin? So Bizman Hazeh, the tshuva was asked 30 years ago, Bizman Hazeh, seems like there are lasers, there's ways to remove the tattoo without violating another isser of giving a tattoo. But let's say Bizman Hahu, when there was no other, the only way to do it is to put in more ink and violate again. You can't do that. So what do? Okay, I'll put a sleeve. No, chatzisa. Chatzitza, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza between the box of tefillin, right, the bias and the body. So what do you do in this context? It says, v'hinei, bashkafa rishona nirlani is daiti. He says, okay, first try, put it on the other arm, that also doesn't work. Because if you put tefillin on the wrong arm, you're not yotzei. Right, that's a serious case, you can't just switch arms. Putting tefillin on the wrong arm, one is not yotzei wearing tefillin. That's why it's so important for the questionable cases of righty lefty. One has to really ask a shiloh to know exactly what arm is correct. If I put tefillin on backwards, upside down, meaning it, but like instead of the box facing one way, faces the other way, so then that mishmachem l'hakam b'di'evit. So I know someone who got a psak from a certain gadol that because he has a real suffix about his arms, he puts it on a certain arm, and then after David, he just puts it on the up, going the other way, the upside down. So that's b'di'evit, okay, but a different arm is not Yosef but the Evid. So he says that's not a choice. So what do you do here? So he day bashkava rishona nirlani is daiti da afta havi davar megune ma'od v'yesh she'ela im rashay levarech b'shash atmuna megula, right, even though it's megune yesh lomar d'shayach mishum tefach b'isha erva gam b'tmuna photographit shemetsuyeres sham isha b'zraon megulot v'chayote b'zeh v'chulu. And he says v'gab kebi mechamei b'maskira, he says I would think that, he says I goes back and forth. Is the tefach revealed at any point in time? There's room, the Gemara says, to put two tefillins. So cover it up, and then put tefillin next to it, and hope for the best. And hope that it's on the makam tefillin. That, because there's space to put two tefillins there. But then he says, I'm not sure if this, put it, cover up with anything, with a bandage, with some type of garment, and then put tefillin next to it. But he says, but maybe you'll miss the spot. So he says, the maskana, what to do is that you get very, He had very small tefillin. And he says, put an extra layer on the bottom of the tefillin made out of or, and min bemino eino chotzeitz, that's what this has to do with us, and that of or, and have a little opening on the bottom of the or, so that there is, and that one tiny little opening, you know, that sits on the skin, you can't see anything there, there's nothing mizulzal or megune about that little spot, so there's a little spot that's mamish on the arm, and the rest of it is min bemino eino chotzeitz. You rely on that shita, and in that way, that's what he should do. That's what the Chazizam says. You see, it comes up. Halacha lemaisa min bemino eino chotzeitz. The other one, which is not as extreme and not as, but much more lemaisa, and that is, I saw in Reb Zilberstein here also, again, to discuss is, we know the halacha is that one is supposed to hold the item that they're making a bracha on, whether it's a dvar mitzvah, whether it's a dvar ochel, we're supposed to hold it. Right? When we make hamotzi, we're supposed to hold the chalas. So he says, I've seen those that pick up the whole silver tray when they make hamotzi. They have the chalas on their silver, beautiful chala tray. They picked up the tray, they see hamotzi. So is that a problem? You're holding the silver tray. And you're not holding the chalas. You're supposed to hold the chalas that you make the brach on. So he says, is it related to Argamar? Hiniach mizrach matoch mizrach. If you hold the bottom silver, so then he says, do you say, well, that's min bamino, and this is not min bamino. This is chalas versus silver. So he says, v'nir lua din be'inyanenu. He says, wait, he quotes the next line of the Gemara first. But he says at the end of the day, he thinks that it's not a good idea. He says, besides whether it's like holding the chalas or not, he thinks there's an extra step in terms of overlasiyaso, meaning in terms of you have to put the silver down and then, you know, get ready to hold the knife and cut the chalas. He says there's too much of a hefsek there. So Miman of Shach, he thinks it's a problem and one should not do that. But he quotes the next line. Let's go to the next line of the Gemara. So we had the first question and it was not answered. Our Mishnah is no raya. Tashma, we try again. If a Kohen is in the Azara and he's standing on a Kli or on his friend's foot, Pasul. Why? Because Chatzitza, his friend's foot is Min Bamino, so we should say that's not a Chatzitza. Min Bamino is Eino Chotzeitz. Shiny Regel, de lo matzi mevatele. No. A foot is different. Lo matzi mevatele. What does that mean? The friend cannot be mevatel, won't be mevatel his foot to the Kohen Oved. When does min bemino eino chotzeitz? When you could say, you know, it like blends in and becomes one kli halachically. But here, your friend's foot, your friend could take his foot away at any moment. So you can't say your friend's foot is batel to you. And therefore, right, it's not like, this is a chofas avoda. It's not like we know the halach is that if I want to have my head covered, I can use my friend's hand, but not my hand. Because there, you don't need it's not a bona fide formal halacha of chatzitza, but here it needs chatzitza, and therefore, says the Gemara, lo matzi mevatele, and that's what Rashi says, lo mevatele chaveiro es raglo achiyigmar avodaso, he won't just say, okay, you can have my foot. Sounds like, what if you would say, okay, I'm not moving until you finish. Would it work? Would it work if it says the Meiri here, Beferish, no. Batla daito it's a kol adam. Most people wouldn't give their foot away for the entire avodah time. See, if it doesn't matter if you. The Meiri was not seen by the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says Beferish the opposite. Sfas Emes said, it sounds like from Rashi, that if the person would be mevatel their foot, so then it would be okay, and min bemino would not be chotzeis. But either way, he didn't have the Meiri. Period. That is one version of what the question is. That was asked. Or the other version is the following. If you have the kli inside a kli, not a question of chatitza, but derech sheiris pekach, or in derech sheiris pekach. Is it appropriate? Does it, look mechubad? Is it kavadik to do the avoda like this? With one kli inside another kli. So tashma, the ton of the verb Yishmael, the pasuk says, es kol klei ashares asher yishar subam bakodesh. So what does that say? Klei sounds two, and hashares is one avoda. Shnei kelim sheiros achas. Meaning it would not be a violation of derech sheiros. Period. Next question. Bo minei rami bar chama, mei rav chizda. Once we're talking about these issues of min bemino chotzeis, then we ask the other one. Hiniach siv betoch ha-mizrach v'kiba bo asadam. What if you line the inside of the Mizrak? Hey, you don't put one inside the other one, but you line it with a type of sieve, a type of plant. You line it on the inside. Mahu, min b'she'eno mino, chotez o eno chotez. Right, is min b'she'eno mino, is that chotez or not? Is this better, is this worse? So if you think conceptually, on the one hand, Mimbimino is better to blend in, because it's all the same thing. But on the other hand, you know, maybe, as we're going to have later on, if it's the same, maybe it retains its identity, because there's no clash between them. While here, if it's min b'she'eino mino, we know, like by laws of bittul, it might be easier to be mevatel, min b'she'eino mino. So, says the Gemara, kivan de mechalchel lo chayitz, do we say, since it is porous, meaning it can get through, it's not a thick layer, lo chayitz, otil maloshnor, do we say no? It is a chatzitza. So Amar Lei Tanina, we learned it in the Mishnah in Meseches Para. Zole v'hole chachamagia l'sfok. What is that talking about? So Rashi explains the whole background to the Mishnah. We know in order to get the water for the Para Aduma, it has to be from Mayim Chayim. It can't be taken any klivas makabal tumah. It can't be sha'uv. So Rashi quotes that they used to put a hollow pipe, so to speak, right next to the Mayim Chayim source, and they used to gather it, even though it was open on the other side, but they used to gather the water in there. And what happens, discusses the Mishnah, if there is a sponge in the bottom of this kli, a svog, does that ruin all the water in this kli? So the Mishnah says you could take the water that's above the sponge. Until you get to the sponge, you can take the water above the sponge, that's still called Mayim Chayim. Once you get in the sponge, you can't take any more, because that's called water that was in the sponge, that's not mayim chayim anymore. That's the line of the Mishnah. Zolef v'holech achemigil esfog. Right, you could go until you get to the spog. But 1 minute. You need the water to have been in a, right, mayim chayim el keli. But you have the sponge at the bottom here. So you see, the sponge is not a hefsek between the water that's on top of it and the bottom of the kli. Right, that's the raya. If you're a Makadesh in this, you're trying to get the water in this, but you put the sponge in and it's good enough. Alma, last three lines in that long Rashi. Svog lo chayitz, velo pasil, ela hanivlaim b'tocho. Only what's absorbed in the sponge is a problem, but what's on top of the sponge is not. So you see no problem of the chatitza. So answers the Gemara, no. Shiny mayim de kalishi. There's a difference between water and wine, right, and blood. Water, that's much more viscous. And therefore, it could slide through, and it could hit the bottom. That's not called a hefsek. But it could be for blood, which is much thicker. Right? So that is more of a problem of chatzitza. Ika da'amre, or others say, he didn't reject this, but he said, hachi pashalei. He gave a definitive answer. Bin dam kasher bekometz pasal. Bin blood, if you have the sieve, min b'she'eino mino, it would not be a chatzitza. It's okay, because it's good enough, the liquidy nature of the blood is good enough that it won't be a chatzitza, but with a kometz, by a karben mincha, it would be pasal. What's the case of kometz? Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi here says, what's the avodah of a flower, of a karben mincha? So I'm brought, the kohen is brought a flower, and then he does kmitza from there, and then he puts that kometz into a kli shareis, that's like the Kabbalah, then he does hagasha, brings it up his back, then he burns the kometz. Rashi says, we're talking here about the kli that you put the kometz into. The kli you put the kometz into, if you have a min b'she'eino mino chatzitza there, that would be possible, that would not be mekadesh the kometz. The Rambam, when he formulates this, is no. It's where you're taking the kometz from. The kometz has to be in a kli that all the flour has to be in a kli without a chatzitza. But if it's in a chatzitza, so where you take the kometz from, that's not good enough. That avoda, that kmitza is possible. The Miri quotes both opinions and say maybe we hold the both. Right, the kli that you take the kometz from and where you put the kometz to, both of those require no chatzitza. Viter. Says the next Mishnah. V'yatzal mizbech asher lefnei Hashem. So now what happens? Now we know the blood is mixed, but now we have to know where are you going to do the matanas dam on the mizbech hazav. So you know he's coming out from the heichal, from the kodesh kadashim, and now he's in the heichal. And now where is he going to do these rikas? V'yatzal mizbech asher lefnei Hashem. The mizbech hazav. Right, the mizbech that is in front of Hashem is the mizbech hazav. Hitchil mechati v'yorev. So he starts sprinkling on the Mizbeach Hazav. Rashi says the Lashon Mechate is a Lashon of Yerida, because that's the motion that you use for this Rikas. The Ritva here, the Tosei Shanim say no, it's like, right, it means Metaher. We find elsewhere in the Mayim, right, the Mechatas. Right, Mechatas means the Mayim that make you Tahar. Right, that's the Chitoy. So, Mechonayim Maschil, where does he start? Where does he start from? So, Mikaren, first opinion of the Mishnah. Mikaren, Mizrachis, Tzvonis. You start with the northeast. Tzvonis, Maravis, and then northwest. Maravis, Dromis, Mizrachis. You go around, And Rashi points out, the first opinion of the Mishnah is according to the opinion that the Kohen Gadol moves around. He's Makifo Beregel. And he keeps going. Northeast, northwest, southwest, southeast. Makam Shu Maska Bachatas Al Mizbeach HaChitzon, Misham HaYagomer Al Mizbeach HaPnimi. The exact spot that he starts on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that is where he finishes in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, meaning the southeast. The southeast is where he starts for Achatas Chitzonas, that's where right, he finishes here. Interesting. Is there a connection between the two? Is this a hemshich of that avoda? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Bimkomoi Omer Machatir. Rabbi Eliezer says he doesn't move. He doesn't move. The Kohen Gadol goes to the Mizbeach Hazav, and he does it. V'yalkulan hayanosein milamata lamala, and by all of them, he flicks it up, because he's standing in one place. So he has to go milamata lamala, or else he's going to drip on his arm. Chutz mizushayz lefanav, except the one right in front of him, shayanosein milamata lamata. That he could do milamala lamata, cause he's going to do it right in front of him, it won't drip on him. And Hiza, after the Kronos, Hiza al Taharo shel Mizbeach sheva pa'amim. And then we'll see what Taharo is in the Gemara, that he does seven sprinklings on the Tahar of the Mizbeach. We'll see what that means again. V'shiyare Adam, and the leftovers that after everything, Hayashofech Hayason Ma'aravi shel Mizbeach Achitzon. He pours into the western Yesod on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. As we mentioned yesterday, there are two holes in the Yesod on the southwest side of the Mizbeach. One hole on the west and one hole on the south. So all Shvicha Shirayim of all Karbanos Chitzon, Karbanos of the Chitzon, are poured in this southern hole. And any Shvicha Shirayim of any of the Pnimios are poured in the western hole. That's what it says here. So the Shvicha Shirayim are done in the western hole. V'shel Mizbeach HaChitzon HaYishov HaChesod Romi. Right, that's done on the south. Elu ve'elu Mizarim Ba'ama. Underneath the Mizbeach, they all get mixed in to the Ama. As we've spoken about, V'yosel L'Nachal Kidron, and it goes out to the Kidron Valley. V'nim Karin L'Gananin L'Zavel. It can be sold to the Gananim to use. U'mo'alin Ba'am. And there's Mi'ila. Rashi points out, Mi'ila D'Rabbana. On a Daraisa level, it's not as mitzvaso. It's finished and there is no Isser of Mi'ila. But the Beis HaMikdash tries to ask the Gananim to be on a Durabana level, to give money to the Beis HaMikdash in order to be poda it on a Durabana level. Even though Daraisa, there is no Mi'ila. The Nishmas Adam, if you look in the Chai Adam, the Nishmas Adam, he says, when I got my shul and I started doing being in charge, there were 10 mistakes in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. And I was very stark. I knew Maseches Yuma, and I tried to change them all. And I changed all the girsos. One of them had to do with our Mishnah. The girsa in our Musaf is Sheva al Tiharo ubikronav Arba. Sounds like that you do the seven Kronos. You do the Kronos after the Sheva al Tiharo. That's what it sounds like in our Nusach of Avoda. So the Chai Adam says from our Mishnah, I think it's wrong. I think first you do the Kronos, and then you do the Tiharo, and therefore I switched it. He quotes like 10 changes that he does in his Nusach. Again, we generally say, you know, unless the Nuschos are changed by by everybody, you know, we're generally, most Nuschos are not changed. You gotta fit it in, but, it must mean, okay, and this was done already. You can have that Kavana. But that's what he says in the Nishmas Adam, he changed it. Vayter. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. V'yatzal Mizbeach Matam Alomar. What does that mean? Amar Ibnechem Yelafisha Matzinu Bafar Habal Kalamitzvos. Because we have, by another one of the Chatos Primios, the Par Habal Kalamitzvos, the Par of the Kohen that does an Aveira, Kohen Gadol, Shekohen, Omein Chusla Mizbeach U'mazel Paroches, B'sha'ashu Mazeh. We know that a Kohen stands outside, east of the Mizbeach HaZahav, when he is Mazeh U'mazel Paroches, Yochel Avzeken, you might think here too, Tamalomar, V'yotze El HaMizbeach, Heichan HaYolifnim En HaMizbeach. By the Kohen Gadol, Zrikos, on Yom Kippur, he was on the west side, so now it says he has to go out, that means he has to go to the east side. Not all the Chatos Pnimios were done in the same spot. Tanya Idach, the same thing, the opposite. Lefnei Hashem. Matam Alamar, what does it mean, Lefnei Hashem, by Yom Kippur? Abur Ebnechem, Yelafisha Matzina Bapar Visarshim Akipurim. Shekoin Omeid Lefnimin HaMizbeach. The Kohen stands to the west of the Mizbeach HaZahav. Umaze Ala Paroches. Bishashu Umaze. Yochel Avzekein, you might think that the par habal kol mitzvos is the same thing. Tavolomar, no, mizbeach k'tores hasamim lefnei Hashem asher ba'ol moed. Mizbeach lefnei Hashem, vein Kohen lefnei Hashem. The Mizbeach is lefnei Hashem, the Kohen is more east. Haketzat o min chutz lemizbeach u'maze. So the Gemara has the drushes that the par habal kol ha-mitzvahs, the Kohen stands on the east side, further from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and here, by Yom Kippur, he stands on the west side. And hiskle mechata v'yored, and he starts sprinkling, tadar abanan, hiskle mechata v'yored behechon ha-maskel. So we're going to have a more expanded version of the machlokas that we just had in the Mishnah. So where does he start from? Mikar Mizrachis Dromis. He starts from the southeast. Dromis Maravis. Maravis Tzvonis, Tzvonis Mizrachis. Divi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you go clockwise. You go southeast, southwest, northwest, and then northeast. You go clockwise around the Mizbeach, starting with southeast. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, no. Mikar Mizrachis Tzvonis. You start with northeast. Tzvonis Maravas, Maravas Dromis, Dromis Mizrachis. You're going counterclockwise. Makam Shrebi Yosi Aglili Maschil, Shom Rebi Akiva Posek. Makam Shrebi Akiva Maschil, Shom Rebi Yosi Aglili Posek. Meaning, Machlokas, do you start from the southeast, that's Rebi Akiva, or from the northeast, and that's Rebi Yosi Aglili. But, says the Gemara, Tekulayama Mia, Behu Kerem Depaga Barisha, lo of it. But everybody agrees you don't start with either of the west ones, even though he's coming from the west. You have to for sure go to the east. My taima, Amar Shmuel, da Amar Kra, v'yatza el mizbeach. He goes out to the mizbeach, ad denafik mikule mizbeach. He has to go past the mizbeach, ad denafik mikule mizbeach. So everybody agrees you have to start on the east side of the mizbeach. The machlokas is, which one do you start from, the northeast or the southeast? What exactly is the drasha? It just says yatza el mizbeach. How do you know that means you have to go past the mizbeach? Says the Sfasemes, here, that he says, it appears that the drasha must be bu'ulai yesh lomar didarish hachi midachsiv el ha-mizbeach demashra debi'inan sheyavo kederach shebayim tamid al ha-mizbeach. You go to the mizbeach, it must be, maybe you have to come to this mizbeach like everyone normally comes to the mizbeach, which is from the east side. That's the drasha. Dahainu kishabayim mibachut shepogel atzah mizrachi tchila. He says, otherwise, I don't exactly know what this drasha is. The Gemara says, let's just finish with a question. Ulu Rabbi Akiva nakab derach yamin. Why does Rabbi Akiva say you go clockwise? You should go counterclockwise, meaning you should go, as the Gemara has said three times already in the Masechta, always derech yamin. But if you walk sideways from where you're going, so Rabbi Yosef Glili says you always go to the, you're facing the Mizbeach, you start, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, with the northeast, and then going to the northwest, you're facing the Mizbeach, you're going to your right. Going to your right, if you're facing the Mizbeach and walking sideways, let's say. That's to the right, and that's counterclockwise. Rabbi Akiva says you start with the southeast, and if you're facing the Mizbeach, and you go to the southwest, you're going to your left. So, what do you mean? I thought you always go to the right? Not give derech yamin. So, as we will see, maybe it's a machlokas, whether you hold of that. Okay, let's just read the answer. Lema b'du Rami bar Yechezkel kamiflagi. Are they arguing about Rami bar Yechezkel? Dama Rami bar Yechezkel, as we had before. Yam sh'asa Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech, remember, made a huge mikvah in the Azara, and he put it with cows on the bottom, and the pipes were through the cows. Omin al shneimas ar bakar, shnosha ponim tzvona, shlosha ponim yama, shlosha ponim negva, shlosha ponim mizracha, v'hayam aleihem ilamala, v'kol achoreihem baisa. And they were all facing out. Halamata, shekalpina shatapona, lo yuhu ala derech yamin. Where you see the order of the directions that the cows were in. North, west, south, east. Right, so that is one direction. That's how you know you go to Yamin, because that's like Rabbi Yosi Aglili's version. So the Lemizrach, Samar Isle, Dorim Baricheskel, Mar Lesle, Dorim Baricheskel. Are they arguing about that? Whether you hold of that principle? So we're going to see. No, really, everybody holds of it, and we'll see what the Machlokas is about. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue with Hotziulo in this large parak in Maseches Yuma on the coming days.